Ukraine says it also carried out an airstrike on the Kerchon airport. Now a Russian air base has been seen blown up military vehicles in this video. And brand new satellite imagery shows seven destroyed or damaged Russian helicopters, some still engulfed in flames. All right, so Scott McClain joins us live from the feed in Ukraine. And Scott, are there signs of a change in momentum here? And how much does it matter here that so many civilians are caught in the crossfire? The international condemnation is overwhelming.
It should be, Christine, but British intelligence assessment of the military situation on the ground said that the Russian forces appear to have stalled, at least on their ground invasion, unable to penetrate many cities, including Kyiv. One of Zelensky's top advisors also said that the Ukrainians are beginning a counter-strike on many fronts that are changing the facts on the ground.
Man, I like watching live news before this. I don't understand why they want to give us a blow-by-blow at this point. Like it's a video game or a movie or something where you need to know, like,
every second of the day. Point in Mariupol, that public swimming pool that was hit, where only, according to local officials, pregnant women and women with
war.
Children were staying, and
war.
Also that theater in Mariupol, more than 1,000 people may have been sheltering underground. Of course, we don't have numbers on the exact number of casualties because local officials said it was very difficult to get to the area to start removing the rubble because of the ongoing shelling. And obviously, rubble was blocking many of the entrances to that building. The city council, in their initial reaction to this, said that it would be impossible to find words to describe the level of cruelty and cynicism of this attack. And
there
would be
the opportunity to be homeless and go somewhere else. Many people have forced them homelessness in this world.
And hurt them. No one was killed, but officials say that two children were injured in that attack. And those humanitarian convoys,
unless they have a savings or they can get a loan, or they have a friend or family
member, no one is safe. There was an attack yesterday on a train station that severely damaged the building and put a crater in the actual tracks. I spoke to the CEO of the Ukrainian Railways yesterday, who described the fact that, you know, a lot of train infrastructure is getting hit, which is making the visit by these three prime ministers who came in the last 2 days all the more incredible and all the more dangerous that they managed to get in and out of Kyiv in one piece. And he was actually critical, Christine, of their decision to telegraph their travel plans by announcing that they were headed to Kyiv by train before they could even arrive there. He said he was surprised by that because he was keeping that information secret. He called it naive. He is obviously well aware of the security risk he himself, who began, has been crisscrossing the country by train because he believes that the management of the trains are a potential target for the Russians.
That's not okay. Thanks for that. Let's see this morning. President Biden, for the first time, using this term to characterize Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Apparently the Senate voted basically the same way the day before. And if it doesn't carry any weight, it's
on
teeth.
Kind of
like the International Criminal Court, if they determine that Putin is a war criminal after an investigation, and that carries some weight.
This is just off the cuff. And give this the highest level condemnation that we've seen from U.S. officials of Putin's atrocities there. He, of course, is not the first world leader to say that Putin has committed war crimes. Boris Johnson, the UK Prime Minister, has also.
This is entirely possible that the way that Putin and Russia do war is they commit war, quote unquote, war crimes by these people's definition.
However, we have to remember
It's entirely possible that their way of war is a series of war crimes to somebody. It's not going to stop them. Just kind of the opposite of what flat earth would be wanting. If they end up becoming more like the West and less like Russia, and Russia loses its control over the opposite of what they were trying to such a stupid idea. Instead of winning the war, or with our troops and doing it right, or better yet, even just insisting on everybody coming to the table and talking about peace, this may require both of those two things. Not doing either of those. Or just staying completely 100% out of it. You guys can't do any of those three things. So they've got to give the loser, the weak country, one that's predicted to get their ass kicked all over the place and lose, going to give them the weapons. For both countries, they're already apparently using other fighters. It's a militia the Russians use. It's called a Wagner group. Ukraine basically has an open draft. It might have affected the stock market some, based on uncertainty. But gas is a little different. Gasoline. I think it's such a tiny percentage for Russia. It doesn't make sense that the gas skyrocket. And it's been coming back down. I think it went down about 10 cents or so the last few days. Not like I care, but that's part of the calculus here when these people say what they say and do what they do.
Ukrainian President Zelensky received a standing ovation. It was a historic and emotional speech before Congress. But it's still not enough. What he wants from them, and why can't have it?
Apply an Ensure Max Protein with 30 grams of protein to those who try to sell more energy to you.
Commercial, commercial.
Thank you.